Okay. So Bezram, today I'd like to finish Siman Tzadi Zayin, and hence Hilchos Basar Mecholov, and B'nei Lahav, the Bechinas available tomorrow. What we talked about last time was about baking bread, milchig bread. The concern that since bread was eaten with other foods, as generally people have bread at a meal, the staple of the meal, so if you're going to have milchig bread, bread that has milk ingredients, without some sort of hecker, so you'll end up, by mistake, taking the same bread box and eating that bread with fleishigs. So it's a concern, and we mentioned that the Gemara says that if it's Kain Tura, so then it's Mutter. With Kain Tura, we have different interpretations, all of which are accepted in the Shulchan Aruch. Either you prepare a very small amount, enough just one meal, then you're making a sandwich, you don't have to worry, there's going to be any left over, so then it's okay. Or if you have some sort of a hecker, and we discuss whether you can make the hecker afterwards, right, can you put something on the package, and at the time it was baked, by a non-Jew, so I have milky bread, we have bread today that has the chavke, the oyu, whatever, that says dairy on it. We discussed a little bit of a chakira as to whether this is an issur or just a concern, you know, so to speak. So the Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Aleph to discuss a different case, and that is where the ingredients are not milchig. It's not milchig bread, okay? But it was cooked together with milchig or together with fleishigs in the oven. That's the concern. It was the ingredients per se of the dough are neither milking nor flay, the regular part of ingredients. But the question is, you cooked it in the oven, you baked the oven, the bread, or the food is, the mezonos, in the oven together with flay, together with milking. So that's based on Hagos Ashri. If you look in Source 1, in Avodah Zarah Perk Hey, Simon Ches, Hagos Ashri says, Kaima on the Recha Milsahi. We're concerned that there's this Recha, the smell. Right, if you're baking rolls in the oven at the same time as you're cooking up a steak or having lasagna, whatever, milchigs, so the smell of that food that you're cooking in the oven is going to be absorbed in the rolls, and I have a problem. Recha milsei lechatchila hilchach says Agos Hashri pas yarafay matzli also locha bekutach. If you cook bread, you bake bread with roasted while you're roasting meat in the same oven, you shouldn't lechatchila eat that bread together with kutach with a milchig dish. And then he adds, came in the efshal locha below kutach. Okay, have lechatchila, because you can eat it. You can eat, there's nothing wrong with the bread. The bread so it has the fleishig flavor. So eat it with fleishig meal, right? Doesn't ask for the bread, but lechatchila you shouldn't eat with milch with the evid shari. And afagav vecha milsehi. Okay, now then he adds something else. Even though we say Recha Milsa, Shari Lana Chatkila Fos Pashtida. Pashtida was sort of like a kugel or a meat pie, okay, or cheese pie, whichever way, all right? Where you have overlaid on the top, the dough. It's a pie. So there's a dough on the top, okay? So Lafos Pashtida Shalom Shem Mechusos Lamala. Bitaner impas. I'm baking a meat pie, but the meat is not really exposed, or cheese pie, whichever way. But I have dough on top, okay? You know, like a deli roll, something like that. Or again, if you figure a pie which has dough on top, so the meat actually a meat pie, but it's what they call it, the shepherd's pie, something like that. So you bake that, and you have rolls in the oven at the same time. That's mutter because the meat is covered, okay? So the smell isn't the same. And he says there's mutter in our ovens, we have large ovens, so that whatever smell comes out will not really impact the bread in a significant way. However, but sometimes, you know, it's not an airtight covering, so sometimes some of the grease or some of the gravy will flow out, right? That happens sometimes. The dough that's wrapped around it, it's a dough wrap or whatever, it's not airtight. In fact, sometimes you make a deli loaf, you know, you put it on the tinfoil and you put it in the oven and take the tinfoil out, so there's, on the tinfoil, you can see there's some of the liquid, right? Some of the gravy dripped out. So if you see that happen, im zov shuman osu chutzu pashtida v'nivlo b'tanor, afa pisha pas v'choka mina pashtida, even though the bread was in a different part of the oven, still osu l'ocha can't eat it at all, because then we're back to, there could be that the actual, the gravy, whatever was absorbed by the roll itself, not just recha at that point. If you see that liquid oozed out and there's liquid in the oven, then you have to be concerned. Maybe the rolls themselves. Now we're back to the beginning of this, if we discussed last time. So Amela, that's a problem. You can't even eat it with salt, even by itself. And also, it's better not to bake anything in the oven because maybe stuff's going to flow out. So that's on the basis of that, the Shulchan Aruch rules over here in Siman Sadi Zion, Sif Aleph, the Ramor really, in the continuation of Sif Aleph, writes, Ve'ein lafos shum pas, okay? Again, no milk or geflesh ingredients in the pas. We shouldn't bake any bread in pladon or pashtira betanur. The chayshinon shema yozu min hashuman ala pas. We're afraid that indeed some of the gravy is going to ooze out, it's going to drip out, and it's going to impact the pas. Vim zov tachtov, and if indeed it does ooze out, so then dino kilu nilashimo. Then it's like the earlier part of the sif, where it's actually was baked, as if it was baked with the with fleshing or milk, whatever the ingredients is, whatever the ingredients are. Okay. Okay, you can put it in the top of the oven. If it's a tanner, it's a different type of top. Something's inside, something's on top. That's a different point. Now, the question is, what does it mean, imzov tachtov? What does the Ramor really mean when he says imzov tachtov? If the grease, let's assume, we'll use the case of the Shulchan Aruch, right? You're making this meat pie, okay, or a deli roll or something like that, and where it's wrapped, the meat is actually enwrapped in dough, but stuff oozes out, stuff drips out. So the Shuramor wrote, and here in Sif Beis, and so it's Sif Aleph, and so it's too. Zov tachtov dino keilu nilashimo. Okay, the din is, it's as though it was baked together with the fleshing ingredients, and it's fleshing of bread. Or again, if it was a cheese pie, the milk of bread, and so on. So what does that mean? So the Taz in Sukkot and Beis in Source 3 writes, did I email these two? By the way, I did, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. So the other paper sheets on the table. But anyway, the Taz have gotten base writes lo beinan she nira shashum tachas apas mamish. It doesn't mean when it say it oozed out, you don't have to see that it oozed mamish under the bread where the bread was. Okay. Elakol amispashet chutz lepashtida v'nivla batanur. Even if it just oozed out, you didn't not. In other words, the Taz is qualifying the Ramor. He's saying you don't have to, or he's explaining the Ramor, you don't have to see that the flesh, the grease, or the gravy from the meat pie oozed out and flowed mamish to where the bread is. Even if it didn't, even if you don't see that, but you see that it did drip out, and it was, you know, nivla betanur, chashinon shema hocha bliara pas. Okay? We have to be concerned, but maybe it did go and was absorbed by the bread. You don't know. In other words, the Taz is machmer saying that, you know, even if when you opened the oven, you saw that the gravy that had oozed out of the meat pie or out of the deli roll was somewhere else, not where the bread was baking. Still, since some of it oozed out, you don't know, you weren't watching it the whole time. Maybe some of it did drip over to where the bread was and it was absorbed. You have to be choshesh that. So says the Taz in Sif Cotton Beis. Because, you know, you look in the Ramor, his language is Zimzov Tachtov, which could be on the end of the first line of Source 2. The Ramor says Zimzov Tachtov. You might think it means you have to mamish see that the gravy, that the meat gravy, mamish spilled or dripped or oozed over to where the bread was. And the Taz is saying, no, as long as you saw that it came out, then you have to be concerned. Yeah. Okay, good. The Shach in Sukkot and Beis, okay, does not, he agrees. Okay, he agrees. He says, this is all lechatchila. And he says, lechatchila, ain lafos shum pas, it's better, lechatchila, not this all, that's a din. But he's saying, lechatchila, therefore it's better, don't bake any bread in the oven at the same time as you're making this pie, this meat pie or cheese pie. Afila rochav, even if it's a wide oven, they know meshupa, there's no slanted place there, stuff to drip down and so on. The chayshin and shem yozman ala pas, okay, lechatchila, you shouldn't even do it in the first place. Don't take any chances. Aber b'di'eved, but b'di'eved, imein atana meshupa, o shapas l'mala pashtida, lo machzikin l'isura d'shema zav. However, if it's a type of oven where you didn't see that anything oozed out, in other words, l'chatchila, you shouldn't bake bread in the oven at the same time as you have this meat pie in there. But if you did, and you don't see that anything dripped out, and it's not the type of oven where it has a slanted shelf or whatever, that stuff will ooze down, you don't have to assume, in that case, that some of the stuff oozed down and was absorbed by the bread. Okay? Why? Lo machzikin isura. It's an important phrase. We'll see it again after the service. Lo machzikin isura. We don't have to, you know, I guess I would say, you don't have to always assume the worst. You don't have to assume the worst. Okay? Lo machzikin isura. I mean, you didn't see anything, so therefore you don't have to you don't have to assume the worst. It's, you don't have to figure out, oh, maybe something. It's true, it's possible, but the halacha does not demand that if you don't have any evidence that something happened. Okay, you don't have to assume, oh, maybe, you know, there are people like that. I want to be machmer, okay, but strictly speaking, you don't have to. As a ke'en, just, you know, like a similar, not the same din, but, you know, as I happen to be involved in the Erev in my community in Teaneck, so, you know, every once in a while there's some sort of a storm, and the question always is, you know, is the Erev still intact? The Erev is checked on Thursday night or Friday, and the Erev is intact. Then Friday night there was a big wind storm, you know. So how do you know it's possible that some of the Erev wires were knocked down? It is possible. So what do you do Shabbos morning? So, my rule of thumb always was that if you see that there are downed trees and downed wires in your neighborhood, then you can assume, you should be careful and assume that it may not carry. But if you didn't see any down wires around where you are, you don't have to assume, oh, the only wires that came down were the wires in the air. You know, you don't live on the border streets, right? You don't have to assume the worst. If it was a storm, but not every storm knocks down wires. I mean, wires are usually pretty tight. Okay, so if you look around town and you see that there don't seem to be any down wires, okay, so then you don't have to, then you can assume the air was not impacted. You want to be machme, okay, but la locha, you don't have to assume always the worst possibility. It's possible, it is possible, okay, but that's lo masikin nisuris. That's what he says over here. Anyway, lo masikin nisuris, the shema zav, okay. Because even if it did flow, maybe it didn't flow to where the bread is. So, aval ichazinan. But if you see that stuff did ooze out, you open the oven, you see that the liquid did ooze out of the meat pie. Like the Taz says, even if you don't see that it dripped to where the bread was, even if it's apas rachok min apashita, apas also even with the oven. Okay, even with the oven. She said, and others say it as well. And he says, "V'tam l'davar." What's the reason behind it? Because nearly the reason why we're makel in the case of makel is why we makel. Maybe the worst did happen. He says because mishum demesapkalon ibishum afapeh b'chol akliolo. Okay, v'hilchach had hechech lo chazinan. The zav ika kind of shake. Sofik zav olo zav. Tim shalom or zav shemelo peape bekula. In other words, if you didn't see that anything flowed out, so what's there's a shake. You don't know. Maybe something did ooze out. By now it was already absorbed. So by the time you open the oven, it's already not visible. Maybe, but that's sofik one. But even if it did, maybe it never oozed to where the bread was. So then you have a sveik. So in such a case, you can make it. It's a double suffix. However, if you see that the bread, that the grease or the gravy did ooze out, okay, there's no suffix about that. You see it in front of your own eyes. Now there's only one suffix. What's the suffix? Did it reach where the bread was or not? That you don't know. So then it's one suffix. You have to be machmer. You follow that to the shach is saying. Now you have a sveik. Okay. B'chayk is going to dissolve like a lechad sveik. Okay. So that's, what the Shach said. Then he said an interesting thing. He says, "V'afal gavdu agos is v'heter kotz b'shem arzurua the below raw the zav ika belav hachi sveik sveiker sofik zav alovim tim tzom zav shem alo yochlo machalok." Okay, there's another. There's still a sveik sveiker. You know, who says you're going to eat it with meat? Or who says you're going to eat it with dairy? They're concerned to eat with dairy, so maybe you won't eat it with dairy. So that's a different type of sveik sveiker. I'm going to come back to that point in a second. I just want to mention. That the Shach then ends, hold that thought. Then he writes, he thinks that that's not a valid sveik sveik. The hargilus who lecho pas in komane ochon. People do eat bread with all kinds of food. So then it's karav adav alocha gam ken chalav. It's not really a suffix. Okay? Anyway, so that is the Shach. The Pischei Tshuva. We just for the sake of completion, writes in the cotton hay, there are some who disagree with the show. The Taz and the Shach agree here is that it does not have to be that you saw that the grease or the gravy oozed directly to where the bread was. Now, when the Ramah says back in source 2, Bimzov Tachtov, Dino Kilu, Nilosh Imo, so both the Shach and the Taz said that it doesn't have to be that you saw that the grease or the gravy made it all the way to where the bread was. But the Pischei Tshuva does quote a sheet that disagrees. And the Ramon means in Dafka. Okay? He says, I'm Behetev, Shem Hashach, Nigaz Ataz. Okay? However, he quotes Shem Hagon, Morena of Ozer. I don't know who that is. I'm not Rav Chaim Ozer. You know, lived in the 20th century. the Pesach was way before that. But anyway, he says the whoever this was said the Davka Kamar Harama Bimzov Tachtov Hainu Tachas Apas Mamish. No. When the Ramah says you have to see that it oozed out, it means dafka that it oozed out to where the bread was. Okay, not like the Shach and the Taz said. Otherwise, the dim lo kain have a not pranat. The sharbideva was no santam, other the case of not pranat. Right? If it didn't ooze to where it was, so then, you know, let's say it did ooze out, so it was absorbed in the oven, now it was absorbed from the oven into the bread, that's a not pranat. Okay? The sharbideva. So it's not only this from Oz, but the crazy place also holds like that. In other words, it's a case of not by not. So unless you see that the was hit, the gravy kind of hit where the bread was. So what's the concern? The gravy was absorbed in the walls of the oven, okay, and now the flavor in the oven was absorbed by the rolls. That's not by not. Remember, it's mutter flavor. Right? We're not talking about tarfas here. Okay, so this is a case of not pranat. So that's what the placing tainted against the Shach and the Taz. He says no, the Ramah means dafka that when you see that it hit the bread, that's not pranat. That's where the flesh hit the milk, hit the roll directly, right? But if it's just absorbed in the walls of the pot, now from there into the that's an extra step. Then he says I'm bechavis dasha because the lo kosher midi. He said it's not a question. It sounds like a good riot. Sounds like a good riot. Why isn't this a regular case of not pranat? If you saw that the stuff oozed out, but it didn't ooze to near where the bread was, why should the Shach and Taz say it's still a problem? The Shach said it's only one suffix. Yeah, but it's not pranat. Right? It's only one suffix. It's still not pranat. Yeah.
Let me say something. Why do we? Isn't that the whole thing is that it's from the Rabbanan?
So
why do we
need
to make
sake
anyway?
Hold that thought for 1 second. Okay. But that's what the Pesach Tshuva quotes. Achronim would disagree with the Shach and the Taz. Okay, and they say, why isn't this not pranat? But the Pesach Tshuva then quotes the Chavis Das, who answers, no. Lo amrina not pranat, rak kashatam or acher, hu balua kvar. Okay? Here, what is not pranat? The flavor was where the fish was on the grill, okay? And the plate already, the classic not pranat case, I don't know, a dog himself, look, the fish comes off the grill, it's a par fish, and you slap it down on a plate that had already a blia of basar in it. There's nothing there now. There's a bli of basar. So that's when we start talking about not pranat, right? Hu balu akvar. Avu pshas bishul, here, everything is happening at once. There's no not barnat. Okay, here you're cooking or baking the bread with a fleshy flavor is there. It was not already, it was already balua in the oven. The flesh was already balua in the walls of the oven. It's becoming nivla now. Avu pshas bishul shayavzeh. Okay? So that's just interesting, I think, ha'ara from the Pesach Tshuva, the name of the Chavis Das. That's why not pranat doesn't work here. Then he quotes the Tshuva in the Beis Ephraim, women who baked bread together for Shabbos, and one of them had onions and butter in it, which dripped out, but it didn't drip totally under the pot, so it should be like not pranat, or not like the Chavis Das. Okay. Anyway, so he has different opinions. Now, the point of the Pesach Tshuva that I want to mention is that not pranat is only applicable when it was already tam balua. But here, there was no tam balua to start with. It's being nivla now. All right, so anyway, that's the Machlokes Achronim. Now, in your point, okay, so Rav Shlomo Eger, I turn on page 6, in the Gilyon Maharsha here, in the, you know, Sfin Tzadi Zayin Tzif Aleph, on this Shach, Sukkot and Gibel, he deals with that second Sfek Sfeker, right? There's a Sfek, maybe you'll come to eat it. So he says, what do you mean, maybe you'll come to eat it? Okay? It's not, like you said, it's another angle here. It's already Asa Darbonon. I don't understand. Okay? If we say that the meat kind of dripped and oozed out and was absorbed by the bread, okay? So we so that what do you mean now there's going to be a Sfek Sfeker, maybe you won't eat it? What do you mean maybe you won't eat it? But it's already Asa. Right? It's an Issa Darbonon, but it's a, your question was the other way. No, your question is what? That it's an Issa Darbonon, therefore what?
Why did the Shafi and Sfek Sfeker?
The whole thing is a suffix to Arbonim.
Yeah.
So, by answering, I thought there was something else. Why do you need a suffix fake? There's only a suffix to Arbonim anyway. So we can be makel. Why does he need a suffix? Why does he need a suffix fake? I thought that's what he talked about, because the Baruch Shor writes, the Gishon Eger writes, but Arbonim bechad suffix sagi. Okay? So I think that's what he's dealing with the second part. Look what he says. Okay, he says Yesh Homa the Doma Lagvina Shagoyim Shosme Chashash Isu Daraisa. Okay, we mentioned at the very beginning of the year that Basar Challah may be a stronger Darabanan. Shema Yochlan, it's not just a Darabanan. It's a stronger Darabanan. That's what he says here. That we'll have to see about that when we talk about the Sfek Sveka. But well, it's a stronger Issa Darabanan. That's what to say for now. But I was focusing on something else. I think that's your answer. That's what he says. It's like Gvinu Shulgoyim, Shazman Echashash Issa Daraisa. In other words, it's closer to a Daraisa. Okay, it's like a Vada Yisr. That's his language. But the first part he's talking about something else. Okay, he says, what kind of what do you mean it's a suffix? He doesn't understand the shach or that proposal, right? Shemal Chashiv Hayde Shemal Olanis Daiti Shemal Old Kevin the Kvar Osu Lois Mechalav Im Kain Mali Shalir Chana Mikol Mokom Mister Abonah Vaday Rabel is the definition of Abonah. So I just wanted to say that the Rav Soloveitchik explained this could be another nafkamina in that chakira. Is this a bona fide Issa Darabanan? Or is actually an Isser? Okay, is it a bona fide Issa Darabanan? So it's actually an Isser here. When I'm talking about when you have a milk and bread. Is that a bona fide Issa Darabanan? So then the Shlomo Eger is right. Okay, what do you mean? You have now a suffix. That's not a suffix. Maybe he's going to eat it with an Isser. You don't say now, oh, it's not suffix. Maybe he won't eat it with bread. Maybe he won't eat it with milk or flesh, whichever way we're going. What kind of suffix is that? I mean, we're dealing with an isser, right? It became usser. It absorbed the flavor of the meat. So what do you mean? Well, maybe he won't eat it with milk, therefore that's a tzad suffix. That's not a tzad suffix. You have to have a dvar usser here. That's not a suffix, maybe he won't eat it. And a chanami, instead of any isser, maybe he won't do it. What do you mean? Well, but if you hold that there was no actual isser, remember the chakir from the end last time. If you hold that, no, there was no isser here. The concern is that you might come to eat it, so now you can talk. Okay, that itself is a suffix. If another suffix, you can be make. I'm just throwing that out there. That's how Soloveitchik explained it. Anyway, the din of the Shulchan Aruch is a din, okay, and again, get back to number two, okay, that you don't have to worry. If you didn't see anything drip out, it's mutter, okay? But if you did, then you have to be concerned that maybe it dripped into the bread, and the bread will be usher, and therefore, the chatchila, what's the best thing? Don't bake bread when you're cooking a meat pie or a cheese pie. Okay. That's the follow. Seven. Siv Beis. Tanur Shetochu Ba'alya. That was the other case on the Gemara. Remember, they greased up the oven with the tail, with the fatty tail, you know, or some other type of meat grease. They greased up the oven. So if you greased up the oven with that, Ein Ofen Bo Pas, you shouldn't bake bread in there, even though bread's parf. Okay, you shouldn't bake bread in there. Achi Asikano Mibifnim, Achi Islam. Until you mamish burn it out. Libun. Okay, you have to kasher it. Okay, you have to burn out, completely purge, completely burn out the fleishig flavor. It's one fleishig grease, right? You use that as the oil or whatever for the to grease the oven. Okay, and if you shembuche some kind of a klicheres, ain't lo hetrei de hetzeg mibachutz. It's not enough just to burn from the outside. You have to mamish have the strong libun inside. And this is based on a run. Okay, the run is on the riff. Okay. The Ran is on the Rif in Chulin. Mem Amud Beis going over to Mem Aleph Mad Aleph. Shmuel Amud Mutter, okay. And that was the Dibur Maschil. It starts on Mem Amud Beis, but the part we're interested in on Mem Aleph Mad Aleph. The Chi Armina Linyan Pas Ajeshano Eino Elam Shum Gzera Shemalei Kanchenu Yofa Yofa. It's not really what kind of kashering. There was no Isser absorbed, right? It's a funny thing, right? Why should you have to? It's been based on the Rif and the other Rishonim. Okay, why should you have to mamish kasher it? There was no Isser here. We say, no, it's a gzeira, shemalei kanchana yofa yofa. It's a concern, okay, that you're not really going to be able to do a good job. Shederech hatana lios nishalach betichas alya. Vein osolachas over de kinuach. Just washing it down, rinsing it down, is not good enough. Okay, the nature of an oven. The oven stuff gets, residue remains much more, that's why today, when you clean out your oven, what do you have? Easy off, whatever. You need something more. You can't just take a washcloth or a paper towel and clean out an oven. It doesn't work, even today. Okay, it doesn't work, all right, because the stuff gets, it's stuck there. So that's what the Ran over there says, that we have a gzera, shemele kanchani yofi yofi. Okay, now there's an earlier Ran, I didn't print the whole thing by mistake, on a different Ran, rather. That was Ran of Chulin, Ran of Psochem, Chesem, Alev. There he says maybe washing it will be sufficient, so maybe it's a bit of a steer in the Ran, maybe it depends on the type of oven, or the type of, by the way, it also may depend on the shakir, incidentally, the Rav pointed out. Okay, you have to kasher the oven, quote unquote. If you hold that the bread, the milky bread is taka real isser, okay, so then you have to kasher the oven afterwards. You hold it, it's just a concern. You may come to you wouldn't have to. That's an adapt. So that may be to resolve the steer in the rod. But the Taz, okay, In Sukkot and Dalet, I should have printed Sukkot and Hay also, Sukkot and Gimel also, and it didn't. Okay, in Sukkot and Gimel, the Taz writes that the bottom of the oven, the karka, the bottom of the tanur, that's like a kedera. Okay, so if someone was put on there, then you know, then it's just like one kedera touches another. We'll learn that in Hilchos Tarovos, learn that right on Hilchos Kedera, Shinogal Kedera, that there's a kula for. But we'll see that in a second. All right, the Taz in Cotton Dalad 10 writes, Ah, she's a kind of a name. Why is it enough just to wash it down? It can't do that. It won't come clean. Until it's burnt out, the residue remains. Can't cause it toast, can't cause it ram, we just saw. Okay, the Eila Haksu Damashe Kosafti Kodal was in the previous Cotton Gimel, I forgot to print. The Karka Shultana Havi Kablia Bekadera. Okay, the Havi Isser Be'en. And here it seems like an Isser Ben. The shiny Khan, Shashamnunus Atzma Matir Mena Betanur. Okay, the case that he was talking about, okay, the case that he was talking about, the Taz, in the previous case, like in the cheese pie or the meat pie. So if you put that down, you just put it down in an oven, okay, so then you're talking enough to now kash the whole oven through burning it out, because it didn't touch any part of it, just the thing was put down there. But here, there was be'en that went into, you greased up the oven. You greased up the oven with the fat, in the case of it plod in the pastita, whatever he says, okay, ain't shum shumin be'en klal. Okay, it's just a bliya, and if you can make it, just putting it down. However, if you've greased it up, then it's a different thing, because you have actual be'en. Okay? All right. So much about that. Now, in terms of the issue of recha milsa, where does that come from? Okay, that's what I want to finish up with. Where does Recha Milsa Bichlal come from? We've heard of Tam Kikr. Okay, the flavor, right? We discussed that. If you have an absorbed flavor, it's like the item itself. Okay, it's something that absorbs the flavor of meat. Here, it didn't absorb the flavor, just absorbed the smell. So there is a Gemara in Pesachim, the very bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, Amar Rav, that goes over Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Basar Shchuta Shamim. You have kosher meat, kosher shechted meat. It was cooked shetzlo in basar nevela kachush, in sar nevela. It's cooked in the same oven by mistake or whatever happened. Okay, so the basar shchuta is shomein, it's fatty, but the treif meat is lean. It's lean meat, okay, which doesn't ooze off too much stuff. So it's usher. My timer mefatme mehadodi, because still mefatme mehadodi, it does absorb the flavor one from the other. The Levi Omar, Bsar Shkuta Kochush, it's all in Bsar Nevela Shomein Mutter. Even if you have the other way around, the Bsar Shkuta is lean and the Bsar Nevela, the non kosher meat, is very fatty. Again, the fattier it is, the more it gives off, right? Okay, it's still Mutter. My timer, Recha Ba'almu. Levi says, what are you talking about? The whole thing is Recha. There's only a smell here. They're not touching each other. There's no absorbed flavor. It wasn't, you mixed the flavors. Two things, what is it? There's a smell. Now let's remember, we talked about Zeya. Okay, but the case of Zeya is, if you remember, when it's Bezeh Chazeh, right? There's leftover after the cooking process, so there's still steam inside. Okay, so Zeya is steam. Here, we're not talking, there's not steam. Here we're talking about where you're cooking the bevasachas. Okay, you're cooking the meat and the kosher meat and the non-kosher meat together. Really, this is dealt with at greater length in Simon Kuf Ches and Hilchos Tarovos, because here we're not a Basar Chalav question. It relates to Basar Chalav. We just had it, Recha Milsa. That's why the Shulchan Aruch talks about it here too. But it really belongs elsewhere. But I'm just showing you the Gemara. The Gemara says, Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsahi. Okay, there's Tam Kikr, but not Rech Kikr. Right, that's basically the sheet of Levi. Right, Tom Kicker, when I have something that absorbs the flavor of milchigs, okay, and has milchig flavor in it, so that's Tom Kicker. The tastes like it. It tastes like it, so then we can say it's like the Iker, most of all, the Iker flavor. Okay, but when there was no taste, okay, just smelled, it smells like it, right? Levi calls Recha Lav Milsu. And Ovid Levi Bei Reish Galusa, and Ovid Reish Galusa, Levi once paskin this way with regard to something that happened in the house of Reish Galusa, but Gedi, the Dovar Acher. Well, they cooked together a Gedi. Gedi is a kosher animal, right? Calf or whatever. And Dovar Acher. Dovar Acher, Rashi says the next page, Mzachim Ayvon Beis, is Chazer. Cooked with pork. Okay, somehow pork, we know, becomes the quintessential non-kosher food. Even our boss of Cholov is stricter. It's Banah too, right? But our, you know, we talk about what's also, it's Chazer. Always Chazer. So the Gemara doesn't identify Chazer by name. It just says Dobar Acher. Something else. It means Chazer. Rashi fills in the blank. But anyway, let's see Rashi in 12. Psar Shkuta Shomit Shesol B'tanur B'shnei Shipudim. Okay, you had two spits in the oven at the same time. Two pans in the oven at the same time. Okay? Zeh Rachok Mizeh. One was far from the other. They were not touching each other. Nevertheless, according to the first opinion, Rav Asur Shahareach min Hashamein Nichnas LeKosher Chachush UMefatbo. The smell goes in and adds a pleasant aroma to the lean piece of meat. Okay, V'Choses El Motzriach Gamhu. Okay, and then that produces its own flavor. Now it's a kosher meat and non-kosher meat that has its own reach. Okay, V'Kosher Kain. It's certainly Shchuta Kushon Avela Shmena. Certainly, if the lean, the kosher piece of meat was the lean piece of meat, and the other one was, which gives off the fatty, because the fatty burns off more smell and so on. Rabusos min Rab, the low name of the kosher over ain recha no de flow also the shkuta. Don't think that just because the treif meat was lean, it didn't give off any smell. It doesn't. Ashmina the shuman shkuta mefatim avela berecha. Okay, and that's what he holds, and Levi disagrees with the whole thing. So that's the beginning of Ayin Vav Mid Beis. Later on the page, I involve Medbeis in Psachim 13. The Gemara says, Tani of Kana Bereda B'chinan Saba. We actually saw this for a different reason earlier here. Pas she'ofa im tzli b'tanur, bread which was baked with meat in the oven, roasted meat in the oven. Asa la'ochla b'kutcha, you can't eat it together with milchigs. And then it says, Ahi b'nisa, remember the fish, right? The fish. Ahi b'nisa, the itvi b'hadi b'sura, meat was cooked with fish together. Also, Rava me parzika l'michla b'kutcha. You can't eat it with milchigs. Then Mar Baravashi, parenthetically, well, that's not our topic now. We discussed it earlier. Mar Baravashi added a filu b'milcha namiyasu. You can't eat it all. You can't eat that fish at all to get because it's connected to meat. You know, because of some sort of sakana. Mikum dekasha l'recha l'dover acher. Here, dover acher means saraz. Remember, we had that as a health concern. Okay, but in any event, the point of Rava me parzikia is what did he say? You have fish. It was roasted together with meat. You should not eat that fish, that par fish, with kutah, with milky. Rashi says, why? Third Rashi in 14. Osra, well, second one. Right? It means it was cooked in the same oven. So Osra, over in Parzikya, lemichla bikutcha, sheish bochala, which we know already has milk in it. Mishum de kasava recha milsa, because he holds, also another reach counts. So we had it in Psachim as a machlokas, Rav and Levi. Okay, and here, Rav and Parzikyo also seems to hold Recha Milsa. Again, it wasn't touching each other. Okay, they weren't, but it was cooked in the same oven, so the smell makes a difference. Recha Milsa. So, well, how do we pass again? It's a machlokas. So the Tosus in Psachim and Ayin Rav and Beis, Durim Asma, also Rav, we can post it when a time, Kirav, that yes, Recha Milsa. Because you have a machlokas Rav and Levi in the Gemara Pesachim, and here you have the statement of Rav and Parzikya agreeing with Rav that it's Recha Milsa, and therefore we pass like Rav. Okay, and furthermore, he refers to a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Rav Nami the Shari b'Bas Tiha. Okay, we'll see what Bas Tiha is in a second. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah also can hold that way. Since others may hold that way as well. Then he adds, we'll come back to that point of Zohar. Then Tosus adds, with a tanur gedarm shalanu near the mutalafos lechem supostira hol mechusus heitev habikain shtei kedaras. But if it's a big oven, then you can cook because it won't absorb so much of the smell. Okay, and yesh lahar ain't ever. On the other hand, it's therefore ain't nearly be lesser or she also she avir meruba v'tanur behevel mispashet. The air space in between dissipates, causes the smell to dissipate. Okay, so that's an important point. We'll come back to that. What's Bas Tiha in Avodah Zarah? So that's the Sugya in Avodah Zarah, Samach Vav Mudbeis, which also touches on the question of Recha Milsa. Bas Tiha is, you know, a type of a plug or a stopper. You have a barrel of wine which has a spout at the top, okay, or a clay or earthenware bottle, it has like some type of, and then there's a cork or some other type of spout. That's called the Bas Tiha, okay? Rashi explains it in 17. What they would do is, you sometimes would take that plug out to smell the wine. To smell the wine, see if it's ready or whatever. Okay? So you had, it's called the bas tihah. That's what it's called. This type of plug or a stopper, a cork of some kind. Okay? So the case is where somebody's smelling the wine. So Oved Kochav, says the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, Samech Vav Mud Beis, 16. Hi, bas tihah. Oved Kochav Mud Yisrael Shaper Dami. Okay? A guy smelling kosher wine is okay. But Yisrael, B'Dovid Kochavim, okay, what if the Jew is smelling a goy's wine? Abaye Omar Osir, not allowed to do that. Because it's a, we'll see in a second, Rav Amar Mutar. Abaye Omar Osir, why? Because Recha Milsehi. That's considered smelling. Recha counts. So that's like you're taking, you're drinking, in a certain sense, you're drinking of a goy's wine. I'm talking about Stam Yenam, right? So this Recha Milsehi. Rav Amar Mutar Recha Lav Milsehi. Okay? Now, you'll ask me, but this is Bahanoah anyway. What do you need Recha Milsa? It's a good question, but not for now. Okay, the Terutzim to that, the Rishonim there in Avodah Zarah discussed, is, anyway, it's also Bahanoah. So, for some reason, it's not also Bahanoah. Whatever. But that's the case of the Bas Tiho. Okay? Now, what do you see from there? So, Tosa says, Rava over there also says Recha Milsa. So that's another one. This is not Rava Miprazika. This is the regular Rava. But we have now Rav and Rav and Parzikia, and this Rav and Avodah Zarah, all of them hold Recha Milsa, and therefore, that's what Tam says, Recha Milsa. Okay, we paskin Recha Milsa. However, not everyone agrees. In fact, Rashi, over there in Psachim, Diva Maskel, Omel Harav, in 18, not Sugim Psachim, we're up to 4, 9, Rav and Beis, says, V'afogav de kaimei tanoi kavosin de Rav, hilchaso kavosin de Levi. Guess what? The halacha is like Levi, Recha Lav Milsa. Why? So he says, I said it backwards, I'm sorry. It was Abaye who said, Abaye, it wasn't Rav, I'm sorry. It was Rav, Rav and Perzik and Abaye. Abaye in the Sugya and Avodah Zarah, at some Rav and Beis 16, said Abaye Amar Asam. So Rav said it's Mutter. Okay, because Rav Kalav knows it. So Abaye said it. So you have, on, but again, so Rabbeinu Tam says you have Rav, you have Levi, I'm sorry, you have Rav, you have Rav and Perzik, you have Abaye. Most say Recha Milsa, but Rashi says no Recha Lav Milsa because it's Machok is Abaye and Rava, and Rava holds like Levi who says Recha Lav Milsa, and we know Abaye and Rava Hilchasok Rava except for the six Yal Kigam, right? Generally speaking, Machok is Abaye and Rava except for six cases. This isn't one of them, so we pass like Abaye again. We pass like Rava against Abaye, and therefore. Recha Lav Milsa. So we're not worried about it. So that's a Machlokas, Rashi and Avodah Tam. Okay, you look in the Rishonim there in Avodah Zarah, the Ramban and the Chiddush Ramban, Samech Vav and Beis. Kaimalan Kol Hecha the Pliga by Rabbi Holchas Hakarava Bar Mial Kigam. Right? One is Yesh Shalmidah. It's the famous one, right? That's the six cases where we pass like a bai against Rava. But normally we pass like Rava, and this isn't one of those exceptions. Therefore, Hilchas Hakarava, he quotes the Gemara Pesachim. Not only that, but comes out on the fourth line. Levi domar karava, Rava domar karbaya. Hilchas like Levi and Rava. The halacha is like Levi and Rava. Now the Ramban writes, Yesh min hagaonim shapaski Rav l'chumra, and that's a benatam shita, right? He acknowledges that shita, okay, but he rejects it. Okay, he rejects it, and he says. He says lechatchila, okay. The chumra by Bas Rav lechatchila, you shouldn't do it, okay. Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. That we agree with. The Ramban agrees lechatchila. I don't know lechatchila, okay. Levi was talking about. Look at the words of Levi, okay. Back in where is it now? Source 11. Levi on the case was Bas Hashuta Shomein. Shetzlo'o, it was already roasted, but the evidence was done already. So the Ramban says, he's willing to acknowledge, L'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. Okay, L'chatchila, you should avoid it. But with the evidence, it's mutter. L'chatchila, you should be choshish for Recha Milsa, but with the evidence, not. That's how the Ramban writes, and then in Avodah Zarah, Salam Beis, the Ritva, in his Kedushim, Salam Beis in Avodah Zarah, also says, Hilchasa Kavose is like Levi. The Abai Barava Chasakarava, again because Abai and Rava, and therefore Hilchasar Kalevi, the Kai Kurava. So he says, now, you'll ask me in the second paragraph, we said, one second, that Paz, Sha'afa Matzala, also Lachobakutach. Okay, what about the opening statement, you know, in the case of the fish and so on, and I involved with Beis Pesach in 13, Tani Reb Kana, Breidu Chen and Saba, Pas Ha Metzli, B'tana, Osa Locha B'kutcha. Okay? And why? Why? What's the problem? Bread was baked in the oven, so it wasn't near it, and there was no grease and so on. So what's the problem? Why should we also be paskin that Rechalav Milsa? So he says, because why we... why should we say that Osolof on the Kutla? You hear the Kasha? The second paragraph of the Mitzvah. The Kasha, Leila Moranzal, Mishum the Gassin and Hossam, Tonin of Kanabred, of Chinna Saba, Pasha, and so on, Osolof on the Kutla, and not only that, but Robin Perzikia, Asir, the fish, and so on. What's the problem? If we pass Kim Rechel on Milsa, so leave me alone. Right? What's the issue? So the, you understand the Kasha, right? So the Mitzvah answers with Teretz was all. The Hossam, I feel Lady Motor. So hit the lady elabid yevet, mishum dilo sharis lo lesle takanto. He says number one, he only allows it for the yevet, okay. And he says because there's no way out. Aval hasam the isla takanto lamecha b'apen afshel b'had debisa kelechat kila. This isn't a case of the yevet like we explained. You have to know how to define the chat kila of the yevet. Here, if you went ahead and baked the bread with the fleshings. Rav Kana Bered of Chinan of Saba said, "Also le'achal b'chutz." You know why? You have another option. Don't eat it with milchis. Eat it with fleishiks. You don't have to throw the bread out. Either eat it by itself or eat it with fleishiks. Right? You don't have to get rid of it. So therefore, you have another option over there. There's a way out. There's a takanto. Okay. L'mecha ba'abin option b'chadab b'hadabisa. So therefore, it's also levecha b'chutcha, because if you now go ahead and eat it with milk, that's lechatchila, and lechatchila we don't paskin. In other words, you cook them together. Okay, in any event, something else with the Rosh Hashanah. That's a different issue. Okay, but in any event, that's how these Rishonim write. The Ran on the Rif and Lamed Aleph and Beis. The Masa Omarav, it talks about this Gemara, goes over to Lamed Beis of an Aleph, and he says, Ha Milsa Paskin Rosa Kule, okay, everyone Paskins, not like Rabbi Natan, Paskin Lakula, but the Lachatkhila, you should not do it. You should not cook them together. Alright? Now, he also, the Ran gives another Teretz, the Ran on the Rif and Chulin over there, Lamed Beis. Starts on base and off, do not swat tani, but the part that wins it is on the base of base. But oh, the Efshon and Sidra of Kahana, the ruling of Kahana with the, and so on, that they're even Levi. Why? Because we're concerned, it looks like Basa B'Cholav. Okay? It looks like Basa B'Cholav. In other words, it's one of the chumers of Basa B'Cholav. Let's remember, Basa B'Cholav has all kinds of archokas, like we learned at the beginning, you can't even put on the same table. Right? So here, when you have a piece of non-kosher, you know, there's nothing noticeable about the absorption of flavor. Bas v'cholav, you know, we have a chumash shalol l'sala and bas al shulchan. We don't have by shari surim, okay? And therefore, it's not necessarily because of reich milsa. The other thing he says by bas v'cholav, the reich is stronger. So a different terutz in why would be machmir not to eat a bread that was baked together with tzli, to eat that bread with kutach. But that doesn't change the ruling that in general Recha Lav Milsei. So this is another Chumra Bas V'Chol. Okay? That's basically what these Rishonim are saying. The Rambam Paskins this way, Parak Tezvav, Hilchos Macholos Asur Zalach Alam and Gimel 23, Ein Tzom Sashkutim Zarabela Omei Mitzvayim B'Tanar Echon V'Afo Pishen Nogin Zebezeh Im Tzlah and Arei Zemuter. You're not, Chatzchili, you shouldn't do it. Even if they never touch each other, but with the Eved, it's mutter. Im slaw means with the Eved, it's mutter. Okay? Vafilu haisa asur shmena harbe vamuteres sharech rosa. Shamuteres rosa, the other one was lean. The reich doesn't answer, but still. Eino osa ala tam shal iser. Tam kiker, yes. Recha milsa lo. Okay? However, there's a long hagos maimonis in Os Ayin here, where he quotes the Nikia hadas from Agensa. Always cover things, okay, when they would make bread in the oven at the same time. I'm pointing out, you can read it, but he says they would, Kosev Ravan on the sixth line there, seventh line, Chain Kosev Ravan, Chain Nagu, Nikiye Hadas, the pure, you know, I don't know what the right word is, clean living folks, you know, poor people, you know, the Nikiya Das, you know, and the Magenta, they would always tuck in kisu bipashti, they would put a cover if they'd bake bread inside. So it says not a bad chumrah. Now, the place in the Shulchan Aruch where this is dealt with at the greatest length is in Siman Kuf Ches, like I mentioned, that's really its place, okay? And the Shulchan Aruch paskens l'chadchila, it's usher to cause recha, even though recha lav milsa, you shouldn't set up the situation that way in the first place, but for the Eved, recha lav milsa. And the Ramah says, as we'll see in a second, same thing with Bas Mechalev. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tarova Siman Kuf Ches, Sif Hei. Ein sol in baser ksheira in baser nevelo shul behem betme batan or echad ba'af mishe nogen zeva zed is a loshen rambam vim tzlo an ariz a mutter ba'afiru aiso so shmein harbe maturiz raza. But he says an important few important distinctions vim atan or godol shemachzik yud beiz esronin. Okay, if the oven is big enough that it can hold 12 esronin, let's see what that is exactly. Upiv pasuach, and has an open top, so that what? The flavor, you know, the smell dissipates, goes out. It's not a self-contained area. Upiv cotton. Upiv pasuach, rather. Okay. Then mutal etzosim bo. Ubad shalayigu zebizit. Don't let them touch. Bim echa, another cooler. Im echad me mechusa. If one of them was covered, either by a plate or some kind of covering, they have coverings that go in the oven, or by tinfoil, okay, or by batzek, by the dough of, the pie, the top of the pie, any type of covering like that, then mutar litzlosim, then you can cook them together, afilu bitan or cotton, even if it's a small oven, and even if people saw some, because again, the smell will never come out. And there are more ads, this was relevant to us, for huadin, okay. V'hu adin lebosar im chalav nami dina hachi. Bosar v'chalav, it's also the same din. However, Ramah then adds v'noagin lahachmel chatchila afil v'tanar gadol, and with the evil lahachmel afil v'tanar cotton, and so on. All right. Then in the sixth line, echoing what he said over here in Sin Sadi Zion, this is kufches, right? So im ofa pas im bosar, also laochlem chalav im yeshlo pas acher. You have no other. If you have other bread, or v'cheinim over kachovim off a pas imiser, also liknos of a pas yesh pas acher the chol zemik kol chatchila avol b'diavidim ain lo pas acher bereva, then it's mutter. Both cases again. Remember, there's no non-kosher ingredients in the bread. There's no milchig or fleshy. Regular ordinary bread. The question is what it was cooked in. So again, that's a b'diavid. The Ramah is making on those cases. Okay. A yesh omer, he says, the ain matir and recha, I feel with the evid, I cannot tan or pursue a ksas min atzad, or lamala mokh mashash and yotzel, it's open, stuff can get out, otherwise it does get absorbed. You know, there are different opinions about that. Okay, and that's what that's the Ramah. It's mokhm hefsed ain lahachmer. Okay, so you're going to read through the rest of the Ramah. Okay, at the end he talks about Zeya also. All right, now, just to finish up, so the Shach by us, in Siman Kuf Ches, all right, explains what the Ramah means. He says same truth, same is true by Bas Mechalev. So cotton dalit, who adin le Bas Mechalev, klomal afos Bas Mechalev. The same thing, shouldn't cook them together at the same time. Okay, now this question sometimes comes up. Okay, la halacha. Today, many people have two ovens. Okay, they use one of milk and one of fleishig and so on. But sometimes you know, rosh is there. Can you cook milk and fleishig in the same oven? All right. So again, and they got to be far apart. They're not touching. All right. Most people assume that if it's covered, the shouldn't do it. Okay. That's simple. L'chatchili shouldn't do it. But if the evidence was covered, we wouldn't answer it. Okay. Yeah. And then the shach adds in cotton test misa davar charif. Okay. Oshen nasa l'reach. If your kavana was to have the milk or the flesh absorb each other. Okay, then it's osir. All right? So that's this business. But that's Reicha Milsa. Finally, Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Gimel, last Siv of Hilchos Bas Mechalev, he writes, Pas, she'ofo imatzli, bedogim, she'tzom betanar echan abosir, b'di evid, osir la'ochom mechalev, but, hanimili betanar cotton, Avatana Godol, Amachzik Shemes and Sonu, Pipos of Mutter, Vimatzli Mechusa, Vechena Pashtirish Mechusa, Nekashimo, Mutra, Filo Vitana Tsar. And that's the final ruling of the Shulchan Aruch over here. Okay? The Shach point, but you follow? So that's an important ruling to know. Okay? B'dievid. B'dievid, you know, we're certainly Mekel. Now, the Shach points out, he's just bothered, what do you mean the fish? I thought you shouldn't have fish. I thought there was a Sakanta concern. So, right, we're talking about the beginning of the year. So, Shach here, it's gotten Gimel writes, Lo, I recall with the Isser. I'm a Sakanta Lo Mari said. You're just talking here about what's Usser, what's Mutter. He doesn't deal with the dangerous thing. That's why he says what he says with the fish. Okay? Now, Usser Lo Ochon Becholov, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that you have fish or bread that was baked with roasted meat, so then you can't eat it with chalav. But I want the shach writes. You go down. Afal gav the come on reishu gukhesim talabos and share some milatana echad afilu cotton mutter with the eved hacha. Right there we said it was mutter with the eved. Here it says no. Okay, the doster. So he says no hacha kevon the efshar laachon below chalav avik lechatchila. Okay, no. That's again. You could eat it with. Not with milk. You could eat this bread by itself. You could eat it with flesh. And then the Shach simply adds, I am the common sivkotten, sivkovches, shom is bar anachon dina recha milsa, kishom mekomam. That's really where the sug of recha milsa is. So we'll get to it, but this is just like a short synopsis. Two other quick points, and then we're done. And the Pesachei Tshuva, the sivkotten Zion, talks about a machzik yud beis esronim. How much is that exactly? What's 12 esronim? First of all, he deals with what has to hold 12 esronim. The entire oven, including the airspace of the oven, or just the floor of the oven, the shelf of the oven has to hold that one. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Tshuva Zad Eliyahu, the Ein Tzorach Shei Karku Uso Shel HaTanur Machzik Kol Kach. The Shei Kol Chalal HaTanur, Kol Chalal HaTanur, the airspace of the oven has to hold that much. Okay? However, it tells you to look in the Prima Gadim, which I printed in the last source, Prima Gadim, Simon Tzadi Zion, and the Sisei Das, Osei. He says no. He says where you're baking, that's what counts. Okay, it's got to be big enough that it's 12 esronim, it can hold 12 esronim, so that whatever smell it doesn't impact at all. It's far enough away. The Ayin Prima Gadim says the person ain't okay. Ain't like okay. He rock beina shek karkoy satan or masi do base esronim. That's machokas aposkim. Now, what exactly is misaron? Okay, so isaron is the shear of challah. The shear of which you have to separate challah when you're making that with dough. A sarun of dough requires challah. How much is that? So that's the volume of 43 eggs. Okay? That's the minimum shear for our first with challah. So when you're baking a dough that has at least 43 eggs worth of volume, it's actually 43.2. The way to remember it is the gematria of the word challah. Okay? One of those things that works out. Okay? It's the gematria of the word challah. 43 eggs, that's an isaron. Alright? So it would be 43.2 to be exactly accurate. And so that's a question, what does that translate into in terms of our measurements today? Okay? Basically, let me see if they have in the article Siddur, they tell you what it is. Back of chakras and various other brachas and mitzvahs and whatnot. I think they have a portion of Kala in most divisions. First is Trumas and Maestras. I think that they had a portion of Kala. Oh, they have a portion of Kala, yeah. Okay. Okay, so right here, the Kishosa Isa Sheish Boshir Mem Gimel Beitz in Becholmesh 43 and 5, 43 and 2 Chayv Lahapin of Chalas Shira Chalas Before Shu Kizayis and Tanshu Take Off Fine They Nen and Many You Destroy It Etc. Okay, how much that translates? Oh, here they do. They say that Machlokas Apostle. He says No Gimel Lahapfish Chala Kishesh Beisol Chala Parkos 2 pounds 10 ounces. Okay, that's the amount. That's the minimum shita of defining how much dough you have to be baking for a first challah. So that's the minimum 2 pounds 10 ounces. Okay, However, since that's a machlokes, you don't make a bracha on a first column. That's all the dough is for a bracha. Okay, yesh mevarchim kishesh beisa 3 pounds 10.7 ounces. And others say no, you have to wait until it's 4 pounds 15.2 ounces. Different opinions. Okay, again, so some brachas. So with the higher shear, so if it's 4 pounds and 15.2 ounces, basically 5 pounds. So roughly 3 pounds to 5 pounds. Okay, that's an isara. So our
that's a weight measurement, not a volume measurement. Meaning you can have something that takes up less space. Meaning it has to be able to hold 5 pounds. It can be 5 pounds of something that takes a lot of space.
Yeah, it's a good aura. It's true, but that's true. But an isaron, I guess it'll be a sort of dough. We're talking about dough, that's what I have to say, okay? But the point is, let's remember, we're talking here about 12 asonim, right? So it's 12 times that amount, whatever the amount is. Like, that's a significant space, okay? That's a significant amount of space in an oven, a big oven, you know, for the problem to go away. That's the whole 12 asonim. So these asonim is shir chala. So whatever the shir chala is, it's times 12, that's how big it has to be. And it's machok, it has to be the airspace, which would not be that big of a problem. It has to be the shelf or the bottom. That would be a bigger type of oven. Okay, so that about wraps up Hilchos Blessed B'Challah. So I will have the beginning. Unless someone wants it tomorrow.